On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's soccer team is Carly Dietrich, a defender out of St. Charles, Illinois, and a freshman on the soccer team. Carly, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
First of all, your team's off to a six-game win streak. That's going to be pretty exciting, being that you're a freshman, a newcomer. How much fun has it been so far?
It's been super fun. I love my team. I love everything. Having a great time, and winning is just icing on the cake for it, honestly.
You've already scored one goal. Talk about that goal, and what game was it?
It was a Southwest game, Southwest Minnesota, and me being a defender, I don't really get many shots, and it was a free kick right outside the box, and I got to take it, and I scored.
And you guys won 1-0.
Yes, we did.
You even got the only goal.
Yeah, it was exciting.
That's very cool. I know I already talked to your teammate, Hillary Archego, and I asked her what the strong point was of your soccer team, and she said it was the defense. Would you agree with her?
I would say we do have a very solid defense. Coach is very, very adamant about his defense. He wants us to be perfect, so I would agree with that. But our offense is awesome, too. We wouldn't win without the offense, so we need them just as much. And Hillary's also my roommate, so.
Oh, we're going to get some dish on Hillary. And I know Coach already said she's a character. Mm-hmm. What's the funniest thing that you can share with us about Hillary?
She's a good dancer. We like to dance. She's super fun.
I love it. I love it. So you're out of St. Charles, Illinois. How did you find out about Bemidji?
Honestly, I was playing at Shattuck for a tournament, and I got an email from them. Never heard of them, but I looked into it, and I thought, what the heck? And I came down here, and I fell in love, and I loved it. So I came here.
Well, welcome to Bemidji State. We like having you here as well. Your team's coming off of two big wins this last weekend, 2-1 over Moorhead, 1-0 over Northern. Talk about obviously the weather has kind of cooled down, but after talking to Coach Stone, he said that really the weather was beautiful this weekend, wasn't it?
I actually agree with that. I was honestly dreading this weekend because I thought that it was going to be snowy, wet, and cold, and I hate playing when my feet are wet and cold, but it actually turned out to be beautiful, so it was like perfect soccer weather, so that was awesome.
And playing in front of this home crowd, I know that since I've moved to Bemidji 8 years ago, the soccer fans have become a lot more. There's a lot more people that are coming out to the games. Obviously, the success of the team has helped. What's it like being able to play in front of a big Beaver crowd?
Well, honestly, coming from high school, we had no crowd at all. So I love having a crowd. It just makes you feel better and makes you want to play for the people that are there for you. And it just makes it a more fun experience, I think. Makes you want to play harder.
You've got more home games this weekend. Upper Iowa comes to town and then Winona State. And two very strong teams again. How do you get ready for this weekend?
Just like always, not really freaking out. I'm just excited to play. I like a challenge, so it'll be okay. I know we can do it.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to be when you finish college?
Well, I'm majoring in environmental science, but I honestly couldn't tell you what I want to do with that. But, yeah.
Okay, so when you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Honestly, probably a professional soccer player, but that's not going to work out, but that's okay. I'm still playing in college.
You never know. You never know. Who was your soccer hero growing up?
Growing up, I mean, me and him obviously was a big one, but lately I've really enjoyed watching Abby Wambach play because she just she's such a clutch player. Like, I've never seen someone just have so much drive to, like, get back in the game and care so much for the game. So she's one of my favorites.
She's a fighter. How fun was it to see them win the gold in the Olympics?
It was really exciting. I was really rooting for them since the World Cup didn't go their way. And I really wanted her to win because I could tell she wanted to. But it was awesome because watching them play, highlights when I watch them, I still get chills because it's crazy to me, all the drive that she has. It's crazy.
Have you set personal goals for yourself in soccer for the next couple of years? Obviously, you're a freshman. You've got, you know, four solid years of soccer ahead of you. What kind of personal goals have you set?
Just get as much playing time as I can and don't get hurt.
Good goals to have. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Carly. We appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend. Go Beavers.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.